Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dana and Jess in the morning.
Wake up.
Let's get started.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
103.3 KFR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Wednesday, right? Yeah. Wednesday, May 1st, 2024.
We were just talking about how we woke up today and we're just kind of like foggy. Like
in slow motion. I looked in the mirror, I was like, I'm part sloth today.
Yeah. Where are we? What day is it? Yeah.
And we got through the whole show yesterday, I think with maybe only one, it's gonna be May reference. So I feel like that's a victory.
And we got one today.
There we go. That was kind of on accident. Weather-wise, not too shabby. Breezy, a mix of sun and clouds today. We could see a little bit of rain in the morning, but for the most part, it's going to be nice with a high of 72.
Yes, I love that.
And on the show, we have this question.
Without saying your age, what was something that was trending during your childhood?
And you can give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. So far, these answers have been hilarious, and many of them just bring back incredible memories of just how innocent and naive we were when we were younger.
Yes.
The things that we thought were magical.
Uh-huh. And how so much has changed.
Oh, man. Well, again, we'll be reading those answers coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We also will be taking a look at Florida so we can feel better about ourselves with Florida Woman Wednesday.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, more free food coming at you, too.
Yes, your Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. Check it out. WKFR.com. All you got to do is know the song, when it's going to be playing, and be caller 13, and you win $50 gift card to Qdoba.
Yeah, it's so simple. You can use the KFR app by tapping that call us feature, so it's one tap, or 978-1033. That's the phone number. 13th caller when you hear the Flavor Fiesta song of the day.
So easy.
Good luck. $50 worth of Qdoba up for grabs.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get this show started.
Let's go.
Here we go. Happy hump day.
103.3 WKFR FM and WKFR FM HD1.
A Town Square Media Station.
Southwest Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dana and Jess here, ready to feel better about ourselves as we look down at Florida and go, Florida, what are you doing?
It's Florida Woman Wednesday.
Florida woman is facing burglary and battery charges after she broke into her ex-boyfriend's home and threw Sprite at him and pickled pork juice on his sofa. The 22-year-old woman who struck her ex-boyfriend in front of law enforcement after breaking into his home was arrested and taken to jail for battery, touch or strike, dating violence, property damage under $200, and burglary of an occupied dwelling.
Well, from the sounds of things, that dude's couch was worth under $200. So that's...
Dang.
I guess you could say this is a crime of passionate pickle pork juice. No, that one didn't work at all. I'm always puzzled when we have assault charges out of Florida and they're based on people throwing a food object that couldn't possibly hurt you. But this one, pickled pork juice...
I've just never heard of it. But by the way,
when the cops arrived, this very angry 22-year-old woman was standing outside of the home shouting, ready to use her Sprite bottle as a weapon. And then she did. I've also never heard of anyone being armed with pop.
Right. Right. I love how you throw in, though, property damage under $200. That's
the actual charge. That feels like more of an insult to the victim.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Just one more thing.
It's like, thanks a lot for telling the world that my furniture is junk, law enforcement. Appreciate it.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR.
Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question.
103.3 KFR, we have a little question for you this morning.
Without saying your age, what was something that was trending during your childhood?
Give us your answer by tapping that chat button on the KFR app, but let's start with you, Jess.
I don't know why lately this has been on my mind, but Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't there a whole song for that? And every, like, Van Halen got in on it? Like,
there was
a music video?
Well, no, Van Halen did the... They were paid to do the commercial for Crystal Pepsi, and they used their number one hit.
That's
right
what it was.
Now.
Yeah.
With the piano intro and all that.
It was a big deal.
It was a big deal, but it failed faster than anything has ever failed in the history of failing, with millions of dollars of marketing behind it. Because no one wanted to, when you look at the clear soda and then you take a sip and it tastes like Pepsi instead of like a Sprite, it was super confusing.
I don't know what we were doing with that, honestly.
Yeah, but that's a great answer. I have completely forgotten about that situation.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what word describes it. I can't think of one.
Situation works.
All right, so again, without saying your age, what was something that was trending during your childhood? Tap that chat button on the KFR app with your answer.
Maya says, mullet, tall mohawk hairstyles, jerry curls, flat tops, and high top fades, which became popular styles. Amongst women, large hairdos, puffed up styles, permanent waves, and softer cuts typified the decade. Wow.
Late 80s, early 90s for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Alicia says, Radio Shack, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, and crimped hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that. Owl Dia says, leg warmers, Keds, and big hair. Yes, Keds.
Wendy says, vanilla ice, jelly shoes, pegging your pants, parachute pants, leg warmers, Aquanet, and big hair, of course. Breakdancing and MTV because they actually showed music videos back then.
Yeah.
I do believe I was a kid growing up in the same era as all of these answers.
Yep.
So, especially the vanilla ice, pegging your pants, parachute pants, been there for all of that. Phone show. All right, we'll keep the answers coming in. Without saying your age, what was something that was trending during your childhood? Tap that chat button right now on the KFR app.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
103.3 KFR, good morning.
Good morning. Without saying your age, what was something that was trending during your childhood?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. For me, it's got to be, well, geez, there's a long list, but mullets where the hair is spiked on top and permed in the back. Yes, I was guilty of that in probably eighth grade. It was ridiculous.
Yes. Do you have any pictures? Did you take like school pictures like that?
I think there is one photograph of me with a group of people so you can barely tell what's going on.
Okay.
But you can, if you look carefully, you'll see there's some curly hair behind me. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But for me, the major thing that made me think, oh, I'm so in, was what some people call peg leg. I called tight rolling my jeans.
That's what, and we call them pinch rolling. Yeah. And
I don't know why I thought that was a big deal, because when I look back at pictures, it looks ridiculous with capital
it
letters.
It is so bad.
What am I trying to do here?
Right.
And then all the clothing company jumped on board. They started printing cool stuff on the inside of the pant leg, so when you tight rolled, it would show that. Remember that?
Yes.
Such a weird time.
It really was.
Tanya says, block colors, neon shades, animal print designs, geometrical shapes, and bold statement-making pieces. That is so early 90s.
Yes, it is. Joni says Calvin Klein jeans.
Oh, man. Well, the commercials were nonstop with the Calvin Kleins.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
Nothing gets between me and my Calvins. Without saying your age, what was something that was trending during your childhood? Tap that chat button on the KFR app with your answer. Jeff says disco.
Oh, yeah. That just...
You know, disco holds such a huge place in history, but really, technically only lasted 3 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's bizarre.
And it just like defines a whole
It defines
generation.
The 70s, but it was like the last 2 years of the 70s, you know? It's
so weird.
So weird.
Yeah. Becky says parachute pants. Well, that defined early 90s.
I mean, listen, if you were a dancing person, like dancing to hip hop, that was a must. You had to have parachute pants. Vance says Chess King. Amen. Chess King was one of my favorite stores in the Crossroad Mall back in the day.
Don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
So I think it was late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
Chess King and Merry-Go-Round were my two jams.
Remember Merry-Go-Round, but I don't remember Chess King. Okay.
Love that. All right, so without saying your age, what was something that was trending during your childhood? Tap that chat button on the KFR app right now with your answer. More of your answers are coming up on the air in minutes.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
103.3 KFR, it's Dana and Jess with this question.
Without saying your age, what was something that was trending during your childhood?
Tap that chat button on the KFR app with your answer.
Brandy says, long sleeve flannel tied around the waist.
I do remember that.
Yes.
That is 90s for sure.
Yep.
Speaking of 90s, Jennifer says, color me bad.
Oh my gosh, I loved color me bad. I think I told you that I had to, I asked my mom for the color me bad tape and she said no. So then I asked my dad and he said yeah and bought it.
CMB baby.
Yes, I had to have it.
I played that tape over and over. Then when the CD came out, I got the CD too. Color Me Bad, especially the CMB, that first album.
Yes. Oh. We were there for it, Jennifer.
Yes.
Amber says saddle shoes. I had to have a pair. Laugh out loud. Big hair and foot loose.
Okay, so what are saddle shoes?
I don't know. I'm thinking that maybe they're like clog-looking shoes? I don't know.
I'll have to Google that.
Yeah.
Nicole says charm bracelets, scratch and sniff stickers,
yes.
And Izod. I don't know what Izod is.
It's seems a brand.
Like, was it a clothing brand?
Yeah, like jeans. Yep.
Now, scratch and sniff stickers, when I was a kid, I found that to be magic. It was like, this
Seriously.
Is some sort of bizarre miracle in front of me. I had scratch and sniff stickers.
Yes.
And by the way, the smell only lasted for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. Then you just had an ugly sticker.
Yeah.
But I had them all
yeah.
over my Trapper Keeper. Boy,
yes.
that's a good answer for this, too.
Oh,
Trapper
yeah.
Trapper Keepers.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Michelle says jelly bracelets and rings. Oh, yeah. I yeah. have those.
Jelly bracelet, by the way. Jelly bracelet and jelly shoes. Two very popular answers. Mm-hmm. This one got my attention. Tyler says pagers.
Yes.
Oh my God. I never had a pager.
Me either.
Okay, so it's just you and I, because I feel like everyone else that was, you know, growing up around the time that you and I were.
Yeah.
Everyone had a pager, or at least their significant other had a pager.
Right.
Never experienced a pager life.
We were
myself.
Poor, so there's. Yeah.
There you go. Maybe that's it. All right, keep those answers coming in, or just chat with us in real time anytime by tapping that chat button on the KFR app. And oh, by the way, rumor has it, there's a Flavor Fiesta song of the day that could win you $50 worth of delicious Qdoba. I hear that it's coming soon.
Yeah, very soon.
So you want to be the 13th caller when you hear it, because it might be coming really, really soon. Good luck.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Dana and Jess tell bad-behaving celebrities where to go with Have a Seat on 103.3 KFR.
Richard Simmons defended Melissa McCarthy from Barbara Streisand on Facebook.
Wow.
Barbara Streisand asked Melissa McCarthy about using Ozempic. McCarthy responded by saying she thinks Streisand is a treasure.
Hmm.
Richard Simmons posted on Facebook, I love Melissa McCarthy. I have seen every one of her movies. A famous legendary singer, BS, made a remark about her weight loss and was asking if she had a popular weight loss shot. What a question. Quote, I apologize to Melissa for these remarks. And by the way, Melissa, you look fabulous. That's what Barbara Streisand ended up saying.
So, okay, Barbara Streisand, listen, I don't mean to defend Barbara Streisand, but there are people of a certain age that might actually be attempting to compliment you and it comes out very wrong.
Yeah.
Because, you know, times and social things change.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But let's talk about Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
Sir, you've been sweating to the oldies with America since the 80s, and now you're defending people on social media? Stop being so freaking lovable and have a seat, sir.
Is he? He's like in his 70s, isn't he?
I think there's a big comeback here for
yeah.
Richard Simmons, and I'm here for it.
Yes, absolutely. You know, Barbara Streisand, just like you said, I think she apparently forgot, like, the world was reading her comments. But how awesome to be forgiven and defended when we're wrong. So, Richard, you're the real MVP. Have a seat in the winner's chair.
Yeah, the winner's chair.
Like
you
that?
You get a throne, sir. Streisand. Careful with the keyboard.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR.
Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Southwest Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess, and it's time for Wednesday Wisdom. I recently found out a lot about electricity use in the state of Michigan, mainly because I'm getting solar.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that's getting installed in the next couple of weeks with a little plug. Novaterra Solar.
Hey.
Okay, so with all that being said, I found out what appliances in Michigan homes are taking the most electricity. And some of them seem obvious, but I'm going to be honest, I had it wrong.
Okay.
What I thought I had to watch out for as far as my electric bill going sky high, I was wrong. Now, on average, Michiganders pay $160 a month for their electric bills. I don't mind telling you that mine is way higher than that.
Unfortunately,
so,
right.
So this
that's
must
surprising
mean...
surprising because you're like, turn every light off.
Exactly.
So
I,
that surprises
I
me.
Am the electricity police,
yes.
Yet our electric bill is way over the average for Michigan.
But like you said, when these things are plugged in and we don't know what's taking up the most
exactly.
electricity.
And I do think, you know, the other thing that's worth noting, the rate of electricity, what we are charged in Michigan is 5% higher than the average of what other people are paying throughout the country.
Unbelievable.
So with that being said, here are some of the biggest electricity suckers in your house. All right, so we're going to start at the top. Number one, not a surprise, your air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
Your AC unit, whether you have one in your window or you have central air, that is going to be your number one, to the point of, on average, this takes 16% of the electricity of your home, this
wow.
one item by itself.
Well, thankfully, we only have one, like a month
yeah,
where it's
right?
warm here enough to
well,
run the AC.
yeah, that's right for you because you're cold all the time.
Exactly. I'm like, this is perfect. Yeah. It's perfect for me.
This one surprised me. I knew it took a lot of electricity, but I figured it's not used enough to be number two on the list. Space heaters. Space heaters take a whopping 15% on average, 15% of your electricity use.
Oh, that's crazy.
In your house.
I would have not, I knew
space
that they took up a lot
small,
of.
Small, they're
right.
not used nearly as much as like a big AC. Yeah, so.
I would not have thought that at all.
That one surprised me. And this one also surprised me, especially since I take, hot baths all the time, you know, as manly men do. Water heaters. The third, on average, the third most energy-sucking thing in your home. 12% of your power bill is attached to how much hot water you're creating with your hot water heater.
That sucks. I mean, we need hot water, you
right.
know? Like,
and, I mean, I do wonder, some people probably have all electric, some people have gas, natural gas hot water heaters, but there is still electricity involved in the use of the natural gas ones, so
right.
I wonder what the difference is with that.
Yeah.
But it is eye-opening because I have a very high bill and I take a lot of baths.
Yeah.
And I have a giant tub, so
yeah.
it's a lot of water.
Maybe that's where it's coming from then. It's not
my
necessarily
high bill,
your lights, but...
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting to the lights. Wait till you see this. In fact, you know what? Let's go ahead and skip down to the lights.
Let's do that.
We don't need to bore everybody with all seven.
Yeah,
If you want to see the seven biggest energy suckers in your home, go to WKFR.com or the KFR app. Lights take up 4% of your electric bill. That's it.
Oh,
on average, 4%. Don't get me wrong. Leaving lights on, that's still a waste of electricity.
Yeah.
But it's not the energy sucker.
Yeah.
And I do think that's mainly because now we are using mostly energy-saving lights and LEDs because you can't buy incandescent lights anymore.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's... I thought that would be, like, the biggest... energy sucker in the
yeah.
home. So.
Well, this whole thing was eye-opening, especially when you see where TVs land on this. Go to WKFR.com and the KFR app to see more. And now I'm going to be the water police? Oh,
Dana
no.
and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
The 103.3 KFR Facebook friend of the day.
Like the 103.3 KFR Facebook page, interact with us in some form, and you might be the Facebook friend of the day, like
Brandon Melson.
The headline of this article, Kalamazoo, Michigan is now the fastest shrinking city in America. And Brandon had this to say.
Bike lane much?
Oh my God.
Everybody's running out of here because of the bike lanes.
The entire situation from bike lanes to just in general, different things happening with downtown streets, whether it's something for pedestrians, they're supposed to protect us with the weird, I don't even know what you call those things, little street dividers that all the cars ran over.
Yeah.
It's been hilariously ridiculous for at least the last 4 years.
Right.
But right. The bike lane, that pushed the city over the limit.
It has.
All right. Well, Brandon, hilarious.
Yeah.
Sorry, but this is all we have.
You get nothing. No. Good day, sir.
That's it. We have nothing and you get it all. Congratulations. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for being a part of the KFR Facebook page and for being a part of the show. You're today's KFR Facebook friend of the day. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
It's the birthday banger.
On 103.3 KFR. Tap that chat button on the KFR app. Send us your date of birth. We will find the number one song on your 16th birthday because, well, that's your birthday banger. Let's get it.
Contestant number one is Jenny in Three Rivers. She turned 16 on June 14th, 2015. And that makes Jenny's birthday banger See You Again by Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth.
This song was huge. This song was number one for so long. It was part of the Fast and the Furious soundtrack. And it was after that, the lead of that movie passed away. Mm-hmm. Paul something.
I know.
Shame on us. It's just not a birthday banger.
At all. I couldn't even listen to this, like, all the way through for a while because I was like, this is just so sad.
It's seriously. So sad. All right. Contestant number two is Tyler in Kalamazoo. Tyler turned 16 on February 1st of 1999, making his birthday banger, Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. I mean, come
Take
on.
This one.
This song was a mega hit. And you could easily look at it as cheesy, but the second it comes on, involuntary body movement.
I have to move.
It's
yes.
a dancing type of song, That's so right. this is a strong contender.
Yeah, so let's see what contestant number three has. Linda in Portage turned 16 on September 7th, 1984. And Ooh. That makes Linda's birthday banger, What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner.
1984, in my opinion, the best year in pop music. There were more number ones in the year of 1984 than any other year.
Really? Well,
there were so many huge hits that no one could stay number one for a long time.
Yeah, Tina Turner, Michael Jackson,
Bon Jovi, Prince, Madonna,
everybody.
Huey Lewis. It was ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah.
And you know what's funny? What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner? She hated that song. Didn't want to record it.
Yeah.
Her biggest hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love that song.
All right,
not
listen.
Not a birthday banger, though.
It's almost a birthday banger, but not quite. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, as far as what we're doing here, I think Britney Spears is the clear winner.
That's it.
So, Tyler and Kalamazoo, congratulations! And by the way, if you ever want your mind blown, just look at the lyrics of the song. It's a very sad, deep song,
yeah.
and you can't tell because of the beat.
Right.
Well, Tyler, congratulations. You've won absolutely nothing.
That is amazing.
Yeah. 103.3 KFR, good morning.
Good morning.
Dana and Jess here, but it's time for us to go.
Yes, but don't forget, Justin by the Bay, code word at 10 a.m. That's coming up for you so you can see Justin Timberlake live.
No big deal, just a trip or two to Tampa, Florida, all expenses paid, enjoying Justin Timberlake live on stage. Okay, I'm lying. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So good luck. The code word at 10. Tomorrow, a big day because dog days.
That's right. 7:30 tomorrow morning.
I love that. Katie Timber from the SPCA of Southwest Michigan will bring an adorable little dog or cat that needs a forever home. You can check that out live on the KFR Facebook page as well as live on air 7:30 tomorrow. But for now, we got to go.
Yeah, bye.
Listen, have a great day. Enjoy that weather and be nice to people.
If you missed Dana and Jess in the morning, we got you covered. The 103.3 KFR Morning Show can be streamed and downloaded and abused wherever you get your podcasts. Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.